Today we are starting Siman Kuf Ches. Kuf Ches, page 269. So the Mechaber says as follows. Ta, if someone made a mistake, onenas, or there was an onus, or an accident happened to someone, something beyond their control. They were sick, chas v'shalom, something like that. V'lois palo shachris, and they didn't daven shachris. Mispalo mincha shtayim. So you daven mincha twice. That doesn't mean, well, we'll see. But in other words, you basically, we'll see. You daven mincha twice. Harishona mincha, the first Shmoneh Esrei that you say counts for mincha, which you're obligated on right now. Ve'ashniya l'tashlumin. And the second one is a makeup. It's a payback for the Shmoneh Esrei that you missed this morning. Now, I just want to point out that it's very important to remember that, again, the Mechaber said, if you made a mistake, so a mistake could be like a person made a mistake in halacha. In other words, they didn't realize it was Rosh Chodesh, right? Or they forgot saying Talamat to the Racha, and they finished one essay, and then in the afternoon they went, oh my gosh, today's Rosh Chodesh. It easily happened, right? Very easily. So, oh my gosh. So, you know, then it turns out it's like you didn't daven. You didn't daven. So then you could daven mincha twice. You could daven mincha twice. Now, again, the other example with nenas, there was something beyond a person's control. Now, the big mistake people make in this halacha is we're saying you could pay back a Shmoneh Esrei you missed. That does not mean tomorrow morning, okay, I'll sleep in, and I'll take it. And then, you know, after all, we learned in Kuf Ches that so I'll daven mincha twice. No. If a person on purpose didn't daven, they can't. There's no makeup. Here, there are basically, for circumstances, so to speak, beyond a person's control. Like, for example, the person, Mishnah Berurah says a person was ill, a person was drunk, not advocating that. The interesting case the Mishnah Berurah brings down is what happens if, as we learned before, the person was involved with Tzarchei Tzibur. They were involved with, again, not just like a regular board meeting. In other words, there's a really pressing issue that had to be handled right now. Now, unfortunately, in those days, it was situations, for example, someone was taken captive, and we had to get them out right away. So Mishbur says, look inside Gimel, because there's a question there that since the person was involved with Tzarchei Tzibur, with a pressing communal issue, they were putter. They were putter from davening. Since they were putter from davening, this got played a little later. Here, again, the whole basis is you're obligated to daven. Since you're obligated to daven, you missed it, and there was something, again, beyond your control. So Chazal allowed you to pay it back. But in the case where the person was involved with Tzarchei Tzibur, they were not obligated to daven. Again, this is not just any, you know, like I'm changing a light bulb in shul, right? You know, that we're talking about like a really pressing issue that has to be now, right? It doesn't come up, Rosh Hashem, that often. So then, there's an angle to say, you don't have to daven, Tashlumin. Because you didn't have to daven. You're a putter from davening. Okay. So then you daven the next tefillah. I'll get this later, but I'll just show the handle. It has to be the next tefillah, right? You can't say, well, I missed shachris for whatever reason last week. I'll make it up now, right? Or even yesterday. It has to be the adjacent tefillah, but we'll get to that later. So then, when it comes to the adjacent tefillah, you daven two. So for example, the example was, Mes Shachris, so you daven mincha two, twice, Shmoneh Esrei twice. The first one will be for mincha, and the second one is a makeup. It's a makeup for the Shachris you missed this morning. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings up some interesting cases. What happens if you're the chazan for mincha? So then the Mishnah Berurah says, so what you could do is that a silent Shmoneh Esrei daven is your own mincha Shmoneh Esrei, and then when you say out loud, will be for your makeup. That'd be a cool trick to do. And you have to have that in mind. You have to have a mind that when you say the one out loud, you're saying it not just to do the repetition or for somebody who doesn't know how to daven, but it's also for my makeup one.
So what are the valid reasons you could miss shacharis?
Far and few.
Yeah.
No, it was like the ones we said before. A person was sick, a person, and there was an onus, I don't know, like the, whatever, something beyond their control. Somebody was ill. The Mishnah Berurah discusses, the very first Mishnah Berurah discusses, what happens if a person didn't daven because shlo haisa dato nechon alav. They couldn't concentrate, right? They couldn't settle, right? So they couldn't. So would that count as something beyond your control, right? Lakers lost that night. I can't handle it. I'm beside myself, right? Well, that's a separate issue. Again, maybe to be discussed at a different time. But again, I just can't concentrate. So the Mishnah Berurah comes out that would be considered amazing. That would not be, that would be considered wanton miss of davening. That would not be excusable. But it had to be something like a person was sick. That would probably be the most the best example, right? Something like that. Okay. We'll stop here for tomorrow, but we'll bring up another case. Okay, so we just said that if you're the chazan, let's say mincha, right? You miss shacharis, so then there's your built-in hashlama, because the one you do out loud will count. How about different? How about if you're not the chazan? Could I just listen to the chazan? Can I just listen to the chazan and use his reputation? I'll have in mind, right? I'll have in mind that he is, he's the chazan. So I'll have in mind that his Shemoneh Esrei will be owed to me for my makeup, right? The silent one you have to make for your own mincha. But can I use, maybe you have laryngitis or something, you don't want to whisper, it's very bad for it. So you listen to the chazan and you listen to him carefully and answer amen, abroch v'shmo, and be yotza with his Shemoneh Esrei for your hashlama. Can you do that? So we'll discuss that tomorrow. And also we'll discuss about women. Not here, but it's a different mission, bro. About women. Do women have to, if they miss a tefillah, could they do this? A little more complicated case, actually, than that. We'll get into a very interesting tshuva of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Okay.